Hey there, and welcome back to Seasons of Life here on 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. We're broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Hukkamelem-speaking Musqueam people. Welcome this lovely Tuesday night, and let's get started. Hello, welcome back to Seasons of Life here on CITR. As you heard, that is what is playing right now. So it's going to be a slightly different than other episodes. It's not that I don't have guests in the lineup, it's just that I've been kind of busy. So as far as editing and stuff, it's taken some time. And I think, you know, just like everyone else, getting a little, you know, a little tired. I'm excited for the summer and, you know, just like everyone else. So here's our show. So this week's show is going to be slightly different. It's going to be a kind of imaginary season of life. Not really an imaginary one. I just thought, you know, what if I tried to bring some songs together that kind of shows like the starting parts of a relationship, the ending parts of a relationship, and then the final acceptance part. And, you know, I really thought that, you know, I think this is going to be a good show. I picked some songs. I mean, most of them are pretty relatively mainstream, but some songs you might not know, so I think we'll see what happens. I was going to add some post-punk songs, that is like, I don't know, like some, there's this song called Sorority Girls by Mommy Longlegs, and it's so good, but it just didn't fit the vibe, unfortunately, and I'm just like falling in love with punk or post-punk music, but more like, you know, recent stuff, just because it has the band names alone are great, like Mommy Long Legs, like Slut Ever. I just think it's so great. And there are two kind of weird or interesting genres, femcore and queercore. These are kind of like subsets of post-punk. And when you look into the stuff, it's very cool. Kind of the premise being that like radical forms of protest need radical forms of expression. It's just kind of great from an artistic perspective, because some of the things that are said is just like ridiculous, but also just so great. So that's my little rant about post-punk. I was going to include some stuff, but wasn't really able to. But nonetheless, we've got some good local bands here. Only a couple, though. Oh my gosh, I should, you know, I really should have added more local bands. But regardless, we're going to do this. I made the playlist. We got to make this go. So our very first song is by the lovely Club Sofa. It is, they are a Vancouver band, which is great because you get awesome local songs along with some of the more mainstream or their more popular songs as well. So I think a great thing about tuning into the local music scene is that you get some kind of like really specific fun songs. So Club Sofa, I believe it's they're a band of four people, and they just, you know, make some great kind of rocky type music, and kind of like, you know, bedroom pop, but also kind of like bedroom rock almost. So our first song here is called I Moved to Vancouver and All I Got Was This Stupid Nicotine Addiction. I just think it's so funny because I have friends who would probably relate to that. So we're going to start that off in this imaginary relationship. So in our protagonist in this story is going to be someone who, you know, moved to Vancouver feeling kind of down. All they got was this stupid nicotine addiction, and now they're just, you know, they're here. So without further ado, we have our first song, which is I Moved to Vancouver and All I Got Was This Stupid Nicotine Addiction by Club Sofa. There's a part of you I can't let go. So that was I Moved to Vancouver and All I Got Was This Stupid Nicotine Addiction by Club Sofa. We'd love to see it. So they're more, they had a recent release, which is Birthday Party. I believe it's Birthday Party. And that's really good. I think MySpace, 2009 is probably one of my more favorite songs by them. Yeah, just a great kind of intro to our little fake relationship. I mean, if we want to like really dive into the lyrics, I mean, it could be like, oh, the person, you know, they're starting off, they don't like the person they're with right now. They go out, all they want to do is go home. And me as an extrovert, I mean, it sucks now because of COVID, but like, if I'm with someone and they just want to go home all the time, you go out, it's so sad. Like, oh, there's so much to experience. So I can definitely relate to that. But I get it gets dark here quickly in like the winter and other times. So I have some empathy for the fact that some people just want to go home. But let's be real. I mean, when this is over, I'd probably be out quite a bit. And hopefully you will too. So you can join me. So that was, so that's Club Sofa. And of course, we're going to go on to Andy Schaaf. Not because I want to put Andy Schaaf in every single one of my own shows that I do myself. But I just think it's so nice. His music's so nice. And of course, we like the Canadian influence and the Canadian kind of sound. He's from Regina, has that kind of like prairie vibe. I mean, a lot of interviewers ask him about the prairie vibe. So I wonder if he ever gets old, to him that he's kind of grouped in with that kind of group. I wonder if he ever wants to kind of escape the association with the prairies. But maybe not. I mean, he's a very shy, fun individual. So the next song that we're going to play is Clove Cigarette by Andy Schaaf. This is in his most recent album, which is Neon Skyline. I may have talked about this in a previous episode, but I'll just go over it real quick. It's basically a story, not necessarily him, but the protagonist is going to his favorite bar where he meets his friends and then an ex comes. And it's a lot of like kind of visual stuff. If you listen to the whole album from start to finish, I think he does a really good job of kind of like characterization and building a scene. And personally, as someone who likes reading and that kind of like transport into different worlds, it's interesting to see an album that kind of does that, not only so effortlessly, but just in such a way that you really feel like you're there. So that's something I really appreciate from Andy Schaaf, and probably a reason why I really love him so much, just because I think it's just so, you don't hear it very often. And I wish, you know, more artists would kind of be more experimental with storytelling, but I guess everyone does their own thing. I'm also talking very fast. I don't know. It's interesting not having a guest. But regardless, up next we have Clove Cigarettes by Andy Schaaf here on Seasons of Life on CITR. I hope you all are doing well. Just pretend I'm talking to you as a friend. How about, well, that's how our episode will be defined today. So this is Clove Cigarettes by Andy Schaff.
Roses smoking, a clove cigarette, and it takes me back to your summer dress, and that green plastic table with those green plastic chairs, and you touch my summer skin, and you toss your golden hair. It takes some steps forward and some steps backward. It just doesn't matter, 'cause I'm on track. On the sidewalk, she turns her foot, and I hold the door as she tiptoes through it. And I'm getting foggy, but I don't really care, 'cause I've no reason to be anywhere. It takes some steps forward and some steps backward. It just doesn't matter, 'cause I'm on my family, or at least my friends. Oh, it's not a problem, I just had other plans. That green plastic table with those green plastic chairs, and you touch my summer skin, and you toss your golden hair. Take some steps forward and some steps backward. It just doesn't matter, 'cause I'm on track. It just doesn't matter, 'cause I'm on track. It just doesn't matter, 'cause I'm on track. It just doesn't matter, 'cause I'm on track.
So that was the lovely Andy Schaff with Clove Cigarettes. Yeah, playing in from the last song, I think we can kind of see it going from, so you got the nicotine addiction, you were with someone that wasn't great, now you're realizing, you know, maybe I just, you know, I take a couple steps forward, I take a couple steps back, I still have my friends, but like, you know, it's life. You're just kind of with your friends, and then you go in, and I think that's kind of how a lot of us find ourselves in new relationships. We get a little bit, you know, things start to level out, and then bam, you meet someone. So that's where our next song comes in, by the lovely Homeshake, Call Me Up. If you've never heard of Homeshake, I'm a fan, not just because the title or their name is all in caps, which is definitely helpful in grabbing my attention, but Homeshake has this kind of like R&B sound, kind of really kind of artsy to an extent, but just it's kind of nice. Like it's not like rap. It's just kind of like a mix between maybe indie and R&B. So it's kind of like a nice little, you have like the sexy parts of R&B, but then the softness of indie. Not saying that R&B isn't soft. There's a lot of soft R&B, but just when you mix the two, it kind of makes that kind of like nice amalgamation between kind of between kind of the genres, and you get kind of like a different feel with it. So we're content, and then we get called up by whoever has shown themselves in your life. Now this is obviously before COVID, when we could go to bars or do anything like that, but you know, play into my story here. I'm imagining here. It's been an interesting time with COVID. I don't know about all of you, but yeah, I switched to a Nokia because I was so into my cell phone. Because when all your communication with your friends kind of disappears, and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to go on Facebook and or whatever social media you use to like feel that connection. But then you realize, I'm really just compensating, or I'm like really suppressing kind of these feelings of loneliness. So I think that's where, why am I going down this road? Long story short, we got someone calling someone out. And yeah, so here's Call Me Up by Homeshake. I hope you're enjoying this chaotic episode so far. And yeah, definitely stay tuned here on Seasons of Life. We'll probably play an ad after this, but definitely listen for those R&B and indie undertones on Homeshake's great song. So here is Call Me Up by Homeshake.
See the future will be living it up inside, making you feel alright. But I know we got a little space between us. I know you want me to, and there's something we can do. Patiently she said it. She's sitting and thinking of what she's gonna do all alone. Anytime you wanna, just call me up and I'll answer you on the phone. I can feel the pain within you. It's turning your insides out and filling your mind with doubt. Don't you know I'm prudent and I need you feeling like you don't. She's sitting and thinking of what she's gonna do all alone. Anytime you wanna, just call me up and I'll answer you on the phone. Patiently she's sitting and thinking of what she's gonna do all alone. Anytime you wanna, just call me up and I'll answer you on the phone.
I guess we have to play a quick ad, don't we? Well, I guess I'll have to find one to play. So in the meantime, I will tell you that that was... Well, I already told you like 12 times, but yeah, that was Homeshake. And I guess our next song is going to be by Peter. And I need to figure out how to actually pronounce the name of the band. I believe it's Peter, Bjorn, and John. But then some people, I think, say Peter, Bjorn, and John. So I think it's Bjorn. But if you have an idea of how to pronounce Bjorn, please let me know. I've always kind of liked them. They kind of like Young Folks, I think, definitely kind of was one of those songs of my high school experience, or I guess it was maybe middle school or high school, that was just kind of so, you know, we felt like the indie kid or something like that when you listen to Young Folks. And it had like a nice whistling in the background. But from Writer's Block as well comes The Chills. And I guess we'll play that and then we'll play an ad. So sorry if you're waiting for the ad. We'll play it after this. But anyways, here is The Chills by Peter, Bjorn, and John.
Time heals. There's TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Scatulia, Talit, Sin, Homasquim, Mustail.
Hello! Welcome back. That was The Chills, followed by a couple of great ads. And on to our next song. So, yeah, it is just basically like, I don't know what story I was trying to pick here, because we go to The Chills, maybe you meet someone, you get The Chills, and then we're on to Your Sweet Touch by Bahamas. Another Canadian band, Bahamas, really got a bit older. I think I went to his concert, actually, or their concert, I guess they're a band. And a lot of all the people were maybe like 30 to 40. So I think maybe he speaks to those people, maybe more than the youngins. But I really enjoy the music. I just like the calm, romantic music. Not romantic, but like, you know, things are going well. It's nice and calm. It's like we strive for this calmness in life. It's great when I think music kind of replicates that. So love the Bahamas. And yeah, I guess I'll just play it right away too, because I don't know how much time we have, and I have a good, I have an hour, but I just don't know if I want to be able to play everything. So yeah. Anyways, here is Your Sweet Touch by Bahamas.
To make it go away, and I do that. Tell me what to do to make it up to you, and I do that too.
So that was Your Sweet Touch by Bahamas. We're going to go right into our next song, which is by Alabama Shakes. We all love Alabama. I love Alabama Shakes, which is Give Me All Your Love. So get ready for this burst of energy halfway through our show. Anyways, here is Give Me All Your Love by Alabama Shakes.
going on, but you can always come around. Why don't you sit with me for just a little while? Tell me what's wrong.
That was Give Me All Your Love with frontwoman Brittany Howard. You can't talk about Alabama Shakes without talking about Brittany Howard, because that voice carries the frickin' band, I will say. She is phenomenal. Of course, all of the musical accompaniment in the background work great as well, but gosh, every time I hear Brittany Howard, my heart melts. Like, I can tell you all the, like, so many different times driving on a dark highway in my little Civic when I was back in the valley, listening to Brittany Howard, belting out the lyrics in the summertime with the windows open, and oh my gosh. And I think if you really like Brittany Howard, I'd recommend looking at some Delta Blues and kind of the older music from, with this a similar genre. I think Alabama Shakes brings kind of that bluesy sound to the forefront, or like the mainstream, but I do think Delta Blues, some of the older music, just sounds so good. There's a lot of emotion behind kind of blues singers, so that was great. I forgot how much I loved Alabama Shakes. Now we're on to our next song, which is Renan by Sohn, S-O-H-N. I'm not exactly sure how to spell it or how to pronounce it. But this is when we find the love isn't working. And then we have to come to terms with that. And I find this song kind of, it's like, you know what? It's not working out. And that's okay. So, here's Renan by Sean.
Oh, Father, release me. My bones feel like stone, and I know when the game is up.
So that was Renan by Sohan. Sohan? Yeah, I always liked that song. And honestly, that artist as well, S-O-H-N, all in caps. I think in a lot of ways, I actually don't know where they're from. I should probably know this. But I think in a lot of ways, the song is kind of... It really feeds into that idea of like, oof, I have to go. It's gotta end. And it's like that sadness, but also that kind of like realization. So you have that ethereal, that's the right way to say that word, right? Ethereal background. And just kind of this idea of like coming to terms with kind of the need to move on, which I mean, is hard to convey in music. And also very situational, because it's a very specific point in your life, I think, when you have to get over a relationship. So I appreciate that artists can kind of convey that in music, and I really appreciate that about Sean in particular. So that's where we're going, you know? We realize we have to go. And then our next song kind of acts as an interlude. So it's going to be Andrew Bird's Dance of Death. Andrew Bird is maybe, I'd say, like, almost 50-50 singing and using his instrumental talent. So certain songs, like, I believe Dance of Death is non-lyrical. It's completely instrumental. And one thing I really appreciate Andrew Bird as a singer, he is political with some songs, like Capital Crimes and stuff along those lines. But he just does a really good job of bringing in non, like, traditional, like, rock instruments or other instruments, like indie instruments, like just generic guitar or drums and stuff along those lines. He brings in other things like the violin. And that's why I really appreciate Dance of Death, but I also really like Roma Fade too by him, and Pulaski at Night and all these other songs. I actually think he's phenomenal. If you haven't heard of Andrew Bird, I really think you should look him up because he's very magical in the way that he creates music. So I would highly recommend. So if hopefully this is enough to kind of convince you, but we're going to play Dance of Death by Andrew Bird here on Seasons of Life. And we're kind of going through this ebbs and flows of this imaginary relationship. I will note, this is like a corpus analysis, a literature review of my experience. So everyone else has a different experience with the phases of a relationship. And I feel like this is kind of a generic phase. Like, I think everyone has different ways that they approach and get out of relationships. And sometimes it can be messy. And that's okay. We're all going through this. How's your dating life been during COVID? I'm curious. You can tweet us at Seasons of Life. Oh, no. CITRSOL. At CITRSOL on Twitter. Divulge all your deepest, darkest secrets. I know none of you will because everyone feels self-conscious about tweeting things. But if you have it in you, send me a little quirky tweet. That would make my day. So, anyways, here's Dance of Death by the lovely Andrew Bird. So that was Dance of Death by Andrew Bird. Quite dramatic, I think, as a song. I don't know if it feels like a dance as much. I mean, there's the plucking and the juxtaposition between the like higher pitched violin versus plucking. And I wonder if that kind of feeds into that feeling of like a dance, but regardless, I think it kind of, this song kind of in a lot of ways exemplifies the internal strife that we have after a lovely breakup. In an interesting way, I think we all may make the final decision to do something, and it is hard regardless of whether, you know, you want to admit it or not. And that's just life, right? I feel like we all have internal struggles even after we've made our decisions. I guess the advice, just, you know, move on and like be confident with your decision. I guess that's what comes with age, hey? But yeah, I kind of love that song by Andrew Bird. Definitely check out more of his stuff if you like the violin. And we're on to I Don't Care, IDC, by Chastity Belt, Seattle band, kind of feeding off of the Seattle music scene, kind of same idea as a lot of, similar to a lot of Vancouver bands, but it's kind of like more of an indie rock kind of, you can see the Seattle influences in kind of the sound, so I would keep an eye out for that, and Chastity Belt with their more harsh, not harsh, but like more rocky use of drums and just louder and more gripping, I guess, maybe, than some of the calmer songs that we started off with in this lovely episode. And I also love the strumming. I don't know if this is like a Seattle thing, and I'm by no means a music historian, but I do find that a lot of Seattle bands have, their use of guitar is far more liberal and far more like loud, and obviously every band is different, and maybe it's the Seattle bands I've heard. But yeah, there's something really nice about it. I really like that kind of feeling. So we're on to IDC by Chastity Belt, because once you're done with your relationship, you have to not care. Try not to not care, no matter how hard it is. So we're into IDC by Chastity Belt.
I got drunk.
You heard it here first, folks. I don't care. Well, that's what Chastity Belt thinks, at least. And that's good. It's good not to care sometimes. I agree. Let's have more of that. Don't care about the trivial things. Care about the good stuff, you know? Well, I guess all is relative anyways. So, we're on to a couple more ads, and we're at the end of the show now. That was the fake relationship I constructed here. I hope you enjoyed this. I had a couple more songs, but, you know, we're at the time, upper limit of time. So we might try and end with one more song, but it's variable. You know how it goes. So, here's a couple ads.
Are you one of those, I really want to make a podcast? People? Well, we've got a huge opportunity to share with you. StoryHive is giving away 10 grants of $10,000 each to aspiring podcasters in BC and Alberta. Since 2013, TELUS StoryHive has funded and supported emerging creators with mentorship and guidance from the National Screen Institute, bringing hundreds of creative Western Canadian projects to life. This time, they're taken to the airwaves with their inaugural podcast edition, dropping on November 4th. StoryHive is looking for original nonfiction podcast concept pitches from BC and Alberta residents. Make sure you apply before December 2nd at storyhive.com and you could get $10,000 to get your podcast off the ground. That's storyhive.com for all the details.
Okay, that was a StoryHive ad. I realize it's a bit, I can't refilm it, but yeah, it's the submissions are probably closed, but StoryHive likely has other grants and stuff going too. So we'll play one more ad and then hopefully we can play one more song.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
You know what I'm going to be listening to? Pacific Pickin'. I freaking love that ad. I need to update my ad. So, we're on our last song. Goodbye. This was nice. I have two options, so I think I'm gonna go with the Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, because I think it really exemplifies how a lot of us are feeling right now, just in a lot of areas of our lives. For all of us, we've had to learn and unlearn all these things, whether it's how we interact with people or, you know, how we interact with the world and through COVID and stuff along those lines. And yeah, I think we've all been a little bit uncomfortable at times, but this song is called Uncomfortable, but it is about accepting the discomfort. And I guess that's what happens with relationships too. We all get uncomfortable sometimes. It's not the end of the world. In fact, it's probably a good thing to get uncomfortable. So here's Uncomfortable by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Chop call freedom, I can't call no. Chop call freedom, just a word, yeah. Chop call freedom, look like guns to me. Your guns look like fear to me. Uncomfortable, you got to get uncomfortable. Uncomfortable, you got to get uncomfortable. Chop call justice, I can't call no. If I can't breathe, I can't call no. Chop call terror, I do call but too many people know I must call. Uncomfortable, you got.
got to get uncomfortable. Uncomfortable, you got to get uncomfortable. Uncomfortable, you got to get uncomfortable. Uncomfortable, you got to get uncomfortable. Y'all call Christians, I can't call, no. Christ knows I can't call, no. But y'all Catholics look like slaves to me. Too much truth on my mind, yeah. Uncomfortable, you got to get uncomfortable. Uncomfortable, you got to get uncomfortable.
This episode is brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meter program. Without them, none of this would be